Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here. Buckle up because today's episode of Digital Poison is about to hit you with the truth bomb. Digital minimalism matters. Now, before you scoff and click away thinking this is some hippy-dippy nonsense, hear me out. Ever feel like your phone is controlling your life? Like you're constantly checking notifications, scrolling mindlessly, and missing out on real-life moments because you're glued to a screen? Yeah, that's the digital poison talking. But guess what? There's a cure, my friends, and it's called digital minimalism. It's not about quitting your social media accounts or becoming a tech hermit. It's about taking control of your digital life and reclaiming your time, attention, and sanity. Let's break down why this minimalist approach to the digital world is so crucial in today's fast-paced, hyper-connected society. First off, picture this. You're at a dinner with friends, but instead of actually engaging in conversation, everyone's glued to their phones, snapping pictures and posting updates. Sounds familiar, right? Digital minimalism helps us break free from the autopilot mode and be truly present in the moment. You know that feeling when you put your phone down and finally connect with someone on a deeper level? That's the magic of digital minimalism. Second, think about all those notifications popping up throughout the day. They're like tiny little pings designed to hijack your attention, pulling you away from what you're doing and feeding that addicted dopamine loop. Digital minimalism teaches us to be more intentional with our technology use. We start curating a curated feed, silencing unnecessary notifications, and deciding which apps deserve our precious time and energy. It's like decluttering your digital space to make room for things that truly matter. Third, ever feel overwhelmed by the constant stream of information? News cycles, social media feeds, emails, it's a deluge. Digital minimalism helps us filter through the noise and focus on what's genuinely important. We learn to be more selective with the content we consume, choosing quality over quantity and prioritizing information that enriches our lives rather than just cluttering them. Fourth, remember that digital detox you promised yourself. Yeah, that one. Digital minimalism isn't about radical abstinence, it's about finding a healthy balance. It encourages us to schedule regular breaks from technology to unplug and reconnect with ourselves and the world around us. Think of it as hitting the reset button on your brain, giving yourself time to recharge, refocus, and come back to the digital world with renewed clarity and intention. And lastly, embracing digital minimalism is about reclaiming your time and freedom. You know that feeling when you finish a task, put your phone away, and actually enjoy the sense of accomplishment? That's digital minimalism in action. It allows us to reclaim our attention, focus on what truly matters, and create space for hobbies, passions, and meaningful connections. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and 1,000 other commitments. She's constantly checking emails, scrolling through social media, and feeling overwhelmed by the digital demands of her day. One morning, she decides to give digital minimalism a try. She sets boundaries for phone use, turns off non-essential notifications, and dedicates time each day for offline activities like reading, spending time with her family, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee. Within weeks, Sarah notices a difference. She feels less stressed, more present, and finally has the space to reconnect with herself and the things that truly matter. So there you have it, folks. Digital minimalism isn't about deprivation, it's about empowerment. It's about taking back control of your digital life and creating a healthier, more fulfilling relationship with technology. Remember, your attention is precious. Choose how you spend it wisely. Ready to ditch the digital chaos and embrace a simpler, more intentional way of living? I challenge you to start small. Maybe try turning off notifications for an hour each day or setting aside a specific time for screen-free activities. Share your experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of mindful tech users together. Don't forget to subscribe and join me every day as we explore the digital world and uncover ways to thrive in this ever-evolving landscape. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.